Now, though, we are joined by an ESPN boxing insider, an Emmy Award-winning broadcaster, author of acclaimed bestsellers such as Namath, a biography, Pistol, the life of Pete Maravich, and The Good Son, the life of Ray Boom Boom Mancini. He is a friend of the program. He is Mark Kriegel. Mark, it is great to have you back. How are you, Mark?
I'm good. Thank you, Brother Jim. I appreciate that.
Good to talk to you, Brother Mark, always. Mm-hmm. Now, you covered, let me start here, you covered the Jason Maloney-Leonardo Baez fight last night. I'll start there. What did you make of what you saw from Maloney, Mark?
I've never seen twins fight twins. I thought it was a great fight. The kid showed why people wanted to see him here. He was fighting two nights after his brother got sent to the hospital, his twin. Both the Maloneys, Andrew and Jason, came over here mid-May. And they knew they wanted to fight in the States. They knew they wanted to make a statement. But they got out of Australia with no fight schedule. The town was shut down. The sport was still shut down. They just figured, you know, we're gonna place our bet here in Vegas. You know, one guy gets taken out, goes to the hospital, and the other guy wins a dramatic TKO. And we both saw what was good about them. I think that the difference between the brother who lost and the brother who won was the undefeated record. The brother who lost came in undefeated. The brother who won, Jason, last night, who was really technically sound and powerful, he had the benefit of a loss a couple of years ago to Emmanuel Rodriguez in a really hard fight. And he learned something from that. He told me before the fight, I really want to show I've gotten better from that. I've learned from that. To me, that's the single biggest lesson you can have in boxing, losing. And the biggest difference between boxing and MMA, what boxing could actually learn from MMA, and none of the boxing people really want to hear this, is that a perfect record doesn't mean you're a perfect fighter. Most of the time, it means you haven't been challenged enough. And I think that boxing's reliance on the perfect record as a marketing tool has hurt it. You know, none of the great fighters of the past, with very few exceptions, had perfect records. And it doesn't hurt the MMA guys. It shouldn't hurt the boxers.
I think that's a great point, and especially in MMA where everybody loses at some point. You're exactly right. You don't need a perfect record. We're talking to Mark Kriegel. You know, Mark, since you mentioned MMA, over the weekend in the UFC, there was a really ugly image of a fighter saying between rounds that he wanted to have the fight called, and his coach continued to try to talk him into continuing the fight. It's tricky because of the role, Mark, the corner plays and the stakes are which are involved in both boxing and MMA. You write about that in The Good Son, the life of Ray Boom Boom Mancini. For those who do not know, what was Mancini like as a person growing up and throughout his life before that Duke Koo Kim fight?
No, he was the all-American kid. That's how he was marketed. And he was marketed in an age where it was really just network TV. So for the early 80s, there's a moment in time where, like, people look at him as the real Rocky. And as soon as Duke Koo Kim dies, he becomes a pariah. And that haunted him for years. But you mentioned the relationship with the corner. I mean, it's complicated. You have I don't know what happened between Kim in his corner, but he made a whole speech about being willing to die. And it spooked Mancini before the fight. That trainer-fighter relationship is like nothing else. And in that respect, it's the same in boxing as it is in MMA. You're trusting a guy with everything, and you're going to wind up with trainers who are saviors and beautiful people, a lot of them, and you're going to wind up with some trainers who are bloodsuckers. You thought it was a disturbing moment. I thought it was a kind of poetic moment. I just watched the clip of Roshkoff saying I want to go and I want to be out of this, and his trainer telling him, no, you're a champ, stay. And I thought it was it's poetic. Look, that's the moment where you're seeing what's in his soul. You're seeing him saying, I've had enough. Now, he's got to live with that. It's tough for him. But this is why combat sports are intrinsically more dramatic than just like games. You can't see that stuff anywhere else. He's telling you, I've had enough. Did the trainer do the right thing? I don't know. Roshkoff says my trainer did. That's why I paid him. We had a fight last year with Buddy McGirt. Begged his fighter, Maxim Dadashev, to allow him to call off the fight. Dadashev eventually said okay, and he still passed away after. So it's there's not a diagram how to do that stuff. It's a feel, and you're trusting your corner with your future, your soul, your self-respect, everything. It's not like a normal relationship. It's not like just a coach.
No, and I was going to say, Mark, the coach in that case, that I was just doing my job. You know, it's my job to get as much as I possibly can out of my fighter. I understand that. I see that. And when him saying, hey, you're a champ, that's fine, except that the fighter said 9 different times, I don't want to go. I think if he says 9 times he doesn't want to go, you take him at his word.
I agree with you. He was submitting, and he should have been allowed to submit. You can take all that motivation stuff only so far. And, you know, the fighter says, oh, don't blame my trainer after the fact. If you're Bob Bennett of the Nevada State Athletic Commission and you let that thing go on after the fighter wants out and something happens, well, woe be to you, man, especially in this litigious society where we're consumed with assigning blame. I don't see how you keep that one going on.
No, I appreciate your thoughts on that. Mark Kriegel is joining us. Mark, before I let you go, I want your thoughts on Shakur Stevenson. I had him on a few weeks back before his fight in boxing's return. There is so much hype surrounding him. How much did he show you with his performance that night?
Look, it wasn't like the greatest test in the world, and it was more a test of us and of boxing trying to get back. I can't say it was much more than an exhibition for Shakur. And I think he's enormously talented. I'd love for him to go up to 130 pounds and fight a guy we'll see tomorrow night in Mexico, Miguel Burchell. These guys have to be tested. If they're really going to be legends, you know, apart from the hype that we give them, they need to be tested, and they need to be tested by completely opposite style. So Burchelt is bigger, he's longer, he's ferocious Mexican fighter, and Shakur is maybe the great defensive fighter of his generation. I don't know, but it articulates such a perfect contrast in styles. I'd really, really like to see it.
Really quickly, you're right. That was not the stiffest test in terms of competition. He is a great defensive fighter. Did he show you anything offensively that you had not seen, especially in the way he was putting together his combinations?
I think that this whole idea that Shakur can't hit and that he hasn't found his man strength is borders on BS. You can see him filling out. He is what he will be. He'll be a better puncher than he's alleged to be now. He's a very deliberate fighter. I did a piece on him to start it off, just to start the boxing's back stuff. And at this juncture in their careers, he is hit less than Mayweather. Mm. And the level of competition isn't really discernibly different at this point. Now, I'm not saying that he will be Mayweather. Mayweather had more power, had a better right hand. But let's see. I mean, he's a really interesting fighter, but the only way to have an epic career, which is what he wants, is to fight in epic fights.
Right. He is an ESPN Boxing Insider, an Emmy Award-winning broadcaster, great author, too. Has written a number of big-time books. He is Mark Kriegel. Mark, it is so good to have you back. Appreciate your thoughts on that. Let's do it again soon.
Thank you so much, Jim.
Thank you, Mark. Appreciate you. Good friend of the program, Mark Kriegel. Talking MMA and boxing.